Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wuchendo, and this is Diplomatic Signal, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international stage. The question of the day: could a post-Bismarck Germany have chosen soft power over hard power? After Bismarck's efforts to unify Germany, that nation could have chosen to grow and maintain its soft power in the form of economic integration and scientific exchange while maintaining a military posture sufficient for the needs of deterrence and defense. Germany chose the path of military aggrandizement and, especially in the Second World War, engaged actively in quarrels with its neighbors. Today, China continues to face the same decisions. China's quarrels with its neighbors are inspiring defense and balancing against it. Japan, Vietnam, Australia, and India are important proponents of this rebalancing. Russia arms Vietnam and India while pursuing friendship with China. The United States Navy has taken to a number of freedom of patrol operations designed to refute territorial claims by China. These are but a few examples of the responses to China's military aggrandizement. China's military aggrandizement and the moment that China finds itself has similar echoes to post-Bismarck Germany. In short, China can learn from Germany's miscalculations in military aggrandizement. Your neighbors always respond. They do not want to be poked. They do not want to be provoked.